Maxine Waters attacks Trump as traitor, porn star fornicator. By Joshua Kaplan on May 29, 2019. Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, one of Congress's loudest and consistent voices advocating impeachment, is ratcheting up her criticism of President Donald Trump after he mocked former Vice President Joe Biden during a recent visit to Japan. Over Memorial Day weekend, President Trump insulted Biden after North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un referred to the leading 2020 Democratic presidential candidate as a fool of low IQ. "I have confidence that Chairman Kim will keep his promise to me," and also smiled when he called swamp man Joe Biden a low IQ individual. And worse, the president wrote in a since-deleted tweet. On Tuesday, Waters fired off a trio of tweets denouncing President Trump's comments, referring to him as an un-American traitor and porn star fornicator who should resign rather than face impeachment proceedings. "Trump is an embarrassing un-American traitor," Waters began. "How dare he denounce and belittle VP Biden on foreign soil on Memorial Day? How can these spineless Republicans look their spouses and children in the face and claim to teach them patriotism? America's disgraceful president is totally out of control. He is now supporting murderous dictator Kim Jong-un, who is testing ballistic missiles and threatening the United States. Does Trump's desire to be a dictator supersede, sick, the security of his own country?" the California Democrat continued. Waters concluded her tweet storm, urging President Trump to oust himself from the White House before Congress takes matters into their own hands. "Low-life Trump, lying, crooked, tax evader, porn star fornicator, should take his ridiculous self home, resign, and free us of what we will have to do to impeach him and throw him out of office." Hours earlier, the Biden campaign issued a statement blasting President Trump for his comments, accusing him of embracing autocrats at the expense of U.S. institutions. "To be on foreign soil, on Memorial Day, and to side repeatedly with a murderous dictator against a fellow American and former vice president speaks for itself," said Deputy Campaign Manager Kate Bedingfield. "And it's part of a pattern of embracing autocrats at the expense of our institutions. Whether taking Putin's word at face value in Helsinki or exchanging love letters with Kim Jong-un." Biden himself has a history of criticizing President Trump while abroad, describing the state of U.S. policies under Trump as an embarrassment while speaking before foreign policy leaders in Munich, in February.